You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow. Manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel, and I am your host and your spiritual tour guide. Sorry this one's a little late, folks. Last week got out of hand really quickly. Just a lot going on, and I always honor that. I don't want to record when I'm feeling rushed or don't have enough time or I'm not in the right headspace. So it's May the 4th. And I am in a great headspace today because it is Star Wars Day and we are a Star Wars family. There was a Star Wars theme at our wedding and we even have pictures with lightsabers. So it is one of those days that means the world to us. When my kids were little, my husband used to get them Star Wars gifts. So one year they got lightsabers, they got t-shirts one year, bobbleheads, just something silly, because joy and fun is important. Which brings me into this week's topic for the podcast. And I'm talking about this because I feel like maybe like the rest of you, we all kind of had a last week that just shook us up a little bit. I had a lot of things personally coming up that I had to contend with, just kind of some old belief system stuff and just old patterns that like snuck up out of the blue. And I was like, what is going on here? It seems like everybody was kind of feeling that over the last week or so. And it was really bad before this. But last week, still, we were just still clearing a little bit. So let's talk about why. So the biggest thing that's been coming up is this whole stepping into this new frequency, which we know is happening. It's been happening for a while. But we've had these pivot points where there's no going backwards. There's only forwards from here out. And we've hit another one of those. But what's really important here is this piece of alignment. I would say probably one of the number one things you have to have in manifestation, and there's a few tied for first, trust is another one, but if you are not in alignment, if your frequency doesn't match the frequency of what you are trying to create, you won't be able to manifest it, my friends. You just won't be able to manifest it. And I feel like alignment is this really fine-edged thing that, you know, we can kind of balance back and forth, and we may not even recognize that we're doing it. But what's been happening lately is the universe will tell us the places that we're out of balance. For me, last week, I was dealing with my son and college, and that always kind of gets me going. I also got the date my other son is deploying, which always stresses me out a little bit, even though I know he'll be fine. Everything will be okay. He's going someplace safe. It's just NATO training. But there's still that piece that it totally, like, kicks the mama bear in me, like, in full gear. So recognizing these things, I really had to sit with what was happening, what was being triggered, and how was I choosing to deal with it? And this is not just in that little realm, but it's been happening in our lives in huge capacity. We have committed. So let me digress just for a moment here. When we chose to come to Earth and have a human experience, we chose a reason why. We chose a purpose. And the universe has said, you signed your soul contract, you came down here, and now this is the life you're living because you have to fulfill this purpose. You have to do this thing that you have to fill in the why of why you came. Fast forward, come back to now. Now we're in this place where we have committed to change. We have committed to the way that we want to show up in this world. We have committed to the things that are important to us. We have committed to letting go of old belief systems, old thought patterns, old habits, and we have chosen to really step into new things. And with that, the universe is like, I heard you. and I am here to support you. And I am conspiring for you to win if you choose to do the work, if you choose to step into that place of alignment. So what's really been happening over these last few weeks is this piece of like the shakeup is like, is this in alignment with the life that you want to live? Or is this out of alignment with the life that you want to live? I know for me, being a military mom, one of the things that I learned very, very quickly was that until they're on their way, until they have leave papers in their hand, they're not coming. And until we actually have leave papers in their hand, you don't know how long they're going to be gone, like home for. We don't make plans. We make tentative plans, or we make plans knowing that he may or may not be able to be here. So when he is got time off to come and see us, I also recognize that there is a lot of people that he needs to see in the 20 days he has off, including spending significant time with his girlfriend, which is important to him, and seeing everybody that he wants to see because he's not going to see anybody for 6 months. And there is this mom in me that says, oh my God, I just want to spend time with my child. I just want to be able to, you know, have time with him. And I want to make sure that he sees all the people that he needs to see, and how do I help him do that? And what else does he need? And we move into that place of control. And once upon a time in my life, when I had very little control, I was constantly in a state of fight or flight, trying to grasp for control. This moment of him telling me he's coming home and trying to, you know, maybe do a family barbecue so that everybody can just come in one shot, so that he gets all the family done in one kit and caboodle and can be on with, you know, seeing his friends and his girlfriend and all those good things. What it brings up is this need to like take care of it. But the reality is that I just need to step back and be okay that it will all happen and it'll all unfold as it's supposed to. And I don't need to stress about it, because that's not solving any problems and it's not giving me control. All it's doing is dysregulating my nervous system. And let me tell you, I have done so much work over the last like 15 years in nervous system regulation, in creating safety for myself. So knowing this, although it still triggers me, because my kids, that's one place that like that's deep and cellular, that's going to take a while to like clear that one out. It is one place that I definitely recognize I am more easily triggered because I'm very protective. You don't mess with a mama bear, right? So it is this awakening of, am I out of alignment in this place? And I don't know. Yeah, let's just be honest. Yes, yes. It is a place that I can still feel out of alignment, because we always just want the best for our babies. Yeah, as parents, we have an agenda, and it's hard to put that agenda away. Let's be honest. But when we can recognize those things, when we can be vulnerable and understand that this is what's happening, is we just don't feel safe in this moment for whatever reason, or we feel that lack of safety for our child, our partner, our siblings, our parents, it's going to trigger. And it's asking ourselves how we move into that place of alignment to create safety, to create healing, and to be able to get into alignment with a belief system that is going to keep those things in check for us. So yeah, this last little while has really like shredded the nerves. It has triggered everything. It has felt like test. But it is just the universe asking you to acknowledge the places of alignment. So to take this forward into manifestation a little bit more, I would love you, and my challenge to you, let's just do it that way. I invite you, I challenge you. What do you need to hear? To really look at the things that you are trying to create in your life and ask yourselves where you are and aren't in alignment. Where are the places that you feel are misguided, or the alignment just isn't where it needs to be? This is really big, and it can be hard to sometimes break it all down, be vulnerable, and say yes. it is hard for us to sometimes recognize when we are trying so hard to do the thing, to be in alignment, it can be really difficult to admit that we are out of alignment in that place. But it is this alignment, this magical alignment, that takes us forward into the places that we really need to go. Being in alignment with my business has been a challenge because I've spent so much time feeling unsafe, feeling like there's not enough to go around, or feeling like I just didn't have the time or space because I had to have a paycheck job too. Finding alignment in my business was a challenge for a long time. And it's something that took time and effort. Making my business a priority and finding the time for it. Making sure that I wasn't overgiving in other places to make sure that I was giving to myself in an area that was really important to me. To recognize that misalignment and where it was happening. And yeah, am I still working on it? Of course, it's a daily practice, right? If there is something that is important to us and we're manifesting, there is this place where we have to stay in that place of vulnerability, but not in a lack of safety, but in a way of knowing that we are safe to feel and experience and to open up to the places where we need to shift. So are we going to continue to feel this energy for a while? Uh-huh. Yep, it is. It's not going anywhere anytime fast. So the more we honor ourselves and our path, our journey, the more we are willing to be vulnerable and look at the places that we need more alignment in our life. Where if we are willing to be honest, truly honest with ourselves, that is where the change happens. That is where the shift occurs. And that is where we find that dream life that we have been dreaming of. That love, that laughter, that joy, that happiness, all that good stuff. That is where that stuff is found. So I am going to leave it there for you, my friends. And I really do hope that you take the time to look at the places that you are in and out of alignment in your life. And really ask yourself where you need to shift to bring in more alignment, more joy, and to really move yourself towards the life that you've dreamed of. Because that's really important and should be a priority. Okay, my loves, from my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time. Bye now.